This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Several bills in Michigan's state legislature seek to protect and empower victims of sexual assault against public institutions that have employed sexual predators. Needless to say, this is a subject with a long and painful history in Michigan. Some similar measures failed after a great deal of work and advocacy after Dr. Larry Nassar's abuse became public. A lot of the grist for this year's debates surrounds Dr. Robert Anderson, the University of Michigan doctor who abused hundreds of young men, apparently some young women as well, during his decades in practice. With us today is John Vaughn. He's a former University of Michigan football player and also a survivor. Michigan fans will remember him well as a co-Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year in 1990. He also spent four seasons in the NFL. John Vaughn, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We're also speaking today with State Representative Ryan Berman, Republican from Commerce Township, and he's working with a colleague in the legislature to sponsor two-part legislation to help victims get access to justice. Ryan Berman, good to have you as well.
Yes, thanks for having us today.
John Vaughn, we had a conversation not long ago with Justin Tinsley, the reporter from The Undefeated who profiled your journey in awakening to the fact that you were a victim of abuse. Would you tell us, in your own words, when you realized that you were part of this story?
I want to say it was right around March 26th. And sometime around then, I got a message from one of my best friends and teammates. And he sent me February 19th article that came out in Detroit News. That's when I first heard about the story, but it probably took another week to really process the gravity of the situation in that, that I was definitely a victim.
Can you tell us about the range of emotions that were going through your mind when all these realizations came home for you?
Anger, shame, disbelief, confusion. There were so many men that you looked up to that you were realizing were a part of not only the cover-up, but instrumental in getting us as teenagers to come to Michigan. So it was just trying to discern what was real and what wasn't real because, you know, you start to read these articles, you start to look into it. And then as you start to talk to other teammates or other players in different eras, you realize that the story is the same. Mm-hmm. And so that really hits you. And then when you look at the totality of victims, which I feel are being, you know, kind of minimized, I think that at the end of the day, it will come out that there could be 5,000-6,000 victims.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a span of 40 years at one institution, and for 30 years, there was unfettered access to athletes who had to see him. So, you know, 2020 has been a crazy year for us all. And then on top of it, you add this and you're just like, am I living? Is this a dream? Is this, you know, one of my teammates says, do I feel like I'm watching a movie that I'm a part of?
Mm-hmm. Even when you just said back in March, I thought to myself, that sounds like 100 million years ago.
Yes.
And yet, this is still a very fresh issue for a lot of the people who were involved. Ryan Berman, both Democrats and Republicans have introduced bills, in many cases bipartisan bills, about abuse. I mean, there's no question that there is some will in the legislature to address these issues. What got you interested in Dr. Anderson's story?
Well, just like you previously said of when this came out in March, and I think everything that's been happening this year and with the pandemic and coronavirus that has been dominating the headlines, and some things get pushed to the side. But as a state representative, you get you know, in tune with many different issues and laws that affect and reach every part of our lives. And for this issue in particular, you know, it's something that when we looked at the Larry Nassar scandal, and it just kept going on, and that the victims felt like they were being re-victimized by the way the university was handling it in their response and the legal challenges they faced. I believe that this is something that we needed to come in here to do to empower these survivors to seek justice and be well aware that we have their back, you know, that they need to get at these assurances that we're going to be there to support them, that people should be there to support when things come out like this.
How do you see our responsibilities to people who survived sexual abuse?
Well, I mean, even here, it's more concerning when it happened at a university, which is a part of our government, right? It's an extension of our government. And especially when it was done under the guise of medical treatment and these positions of authority. And it's just horrendous that something, and I'm here, you know, with we heard from John Vaughn being courageous enough to step forward, and there's hundreds of others, and it could be well beyond that. I mean, it's unfathomable.
Similar proposals have failed to pass in the legislature a few years ago, in no small part because of pressure from universities. Why introduce these bills now?
Well, one of the things, you know, I'm a first-term representative. We have term limits here in Michigan, and for better or not, there's positives and negatives about that. But my predecessors, Clint Kesto, Representative Kesto, he was the head of the Judiciary Committee last year, where they did a lot of these packages with the Nassar. But because of that turnover and what we saw earlier last year, we actually passed historic auto insurance reform that they've been trying to get for decades. And it finally happened with new representatives in there. So with that turnover comes new thoughts, new people, and new possibilities. And just because it's going to be a hurdle, and with any bill, there's always going to be opposition, it's, you know, somebody has to take that mantle and charge forward. And that's what I'm willing to do because it's the right thing to do.
John Vaughn, it is perhaps a little surprising that the story of Dr. Anderson's legacy of abuse did not come up during the Larry Nassar scandal and trial, given what a topic that was in its day. With most of Dr. Anderson's alleged victims being men, do you think that there's something different to the way that men view abuse or how society views and talks about sexual abuse of men and boys?
Yes. I was having this conversation with my therapist, actually, about I have a different level of empathy for survivors of abuse and never really thought of men being survivors of abuse up until March. Because it's just not something that we think about. And looking at how rape is minimized, or trivialized, the onus is on the victim. A lot of times they're treated like the villains in these stories. And then you look at a situation like Michigan where, you know, think about, you wanted to be a Michigan man. And so whatever you needed to do to be able to play or to get on the field, you took it as this was your badge of honor. But to come 30 years later to realize that how insidious this has all been and the university's response, it's heartbreaking. What I find odd is this will go down. The Michigan Anderson case will go down as the most egregious, insidious molestation, rape, and abuse. and cover up in the history of sports. And yet there are so many men, so many teammates, so many other players. There's so much healing that needs to be done. It's a process. It'll probably take some of us the rest of our life. And well, one thing that we do know is that there are definitely times when this could have been stopped. It hasn't been. And I think that's why it's time for a bill like this to lead. And I think Michigan is trying to lead the nation, and this type of support, this type of bill, so that then we can now use this as a template for other states. And it just, we'll be able to police what obviously hasn't been policed for a number of years. And I think you cannot discuss the Anderson case without discussing the Nassar case, without discussing Ohio State, without discussing Penn State. And I think there's a case in Minnesota. That's 5 of 14 Big Ten schools.
Right.
Where is the Big Ten in this? Where is the NCAA in this? Where are the Nikes of the world? Where are the ESPNs of the world? Where are the money? Because there are armies of enablers. If you think of the institutions that protect one predator, where do we begin to shed light on we can no longer support and excuse this behavior? And thank you, Representative, that you have put this bill in place, because for us survivors, it just shows that, you know, we can, we're not Jane Doe's and John Doe's, and we can also build our army to combat you.
If you're just joining us, my guests today are John Vaughn, former University of Michigan football player, who is among the hundreds claiming they were sexually assaulted by team doctor Robert Anderson. And we're also talking to Ryan Berman, state lawmaker from Commerce Township, who's been working on bills bolstering the rights of victims of sexual assault. John Vaughn, how has the experience of coming to this realization made you reexamine how you feel about your time at Michigan, and perhaps also how you feel about Coach Bo Schembechler?
Some of my best friends in the world are from Michigan. I will always be a Michigan man. I will always be blue. It has not changed, because it's the camaraderie, it's the team, it's the games, the rivalries. That will never change. I think, you know, if, for instance, if Bo held me accountable for my actions, then he must be held accountable for his. And that's really, you know, I don't hate Bo. I don't hate Dr. Anderson. I'm not, you know, that takes too much energy, but wrong is right, and right is right. And so, you know, it's something that I think at the end of all of this, the strength that it takes to go from victim to survivor, I'm just proud that I'm walking into survivorhood, if you will. But I'll always love Michigan.
Ryan Berman, as we've said, these measures have come up before. What happens if, once again, bills facilitating some kind of change don't make it to the governor's desk?
Well, you know, it's kind of that saying, try and try again. You know, I'm not thinking about that, but we have just a couple more months in this legislative session, and then the new one starts up in January. And the good thing about these bills, and maybe what was done in the past, is, you know, prospective looking in the future. What's unique about the bills I have here is, you know, the main one is really limiting government immunity. So it's this accountability measure on the universities, and the companion bill is access to justice, which is the statute of limitation change, which is retroactive.
It lifts a 3-year statute of limitations for people abused under the guise of some kind of medical care for 1 year.
Yeah. So what it does is that it opens up this 1-year period So whether it gets enacted and enrolled, I guess, this month, next month, or even in January, your next term, it would still open up that 1 year window for survivors to come forward, like John Vaughn. So, you know, obviously we want this passed and we want it to go through sooner rather than later. We don't want to delay justice any more than we have to. But the good thing about it is this retroactive application. So, you know, worst case, if it would have to wait until January or whatever it is, it still opens up that period. They still get to go into court.
Right. John Vaughn, Dr. Anderson has been dead for some years now, and a number of the people who enabled him have passed away as well. What do you want to see the university do to make things right?
You know, I liken it to this. Like, we were a major part of the student body, but also a major part of the marketing arm that had Michigan being one of, thought of, not just on the academic side, but one of the greatest universities on earth.
The face of the university, really.
The face of the university. And it was rhetorical, but I asked Anna Clark in an interview with her. I said, Anna, when was the last time that on Saturday at 12 noon you watched a one-hour science lab at the University of Michigan?
Right.
You didn't. You watched Michigan football. And it was that seeing Michigan football and the marketing of Michigan football that leads all of us youngsters, teenagers, to aspire to go to Michigan and get their law degree or the medical degree or whatnot. We were a prominent part of that, but now we're being forgotten. You know, they want us to stay anonymous. They want us to stay voiceless when, you know, you bled for that university. You know, you did whatever it took, endured whatever it took to be on the field. Because if you look at Bo's speech, the team, that's what it was about. The team came first. And so now it's almost as if we're being abandoned. Mm. I think Michigan has to do they have to really think about what is right and maybe even what is righteous at this point and decide for themselves how they want to be perceived in the future.
John Vaughn is a former University of Michigan student and football star. We've also been speaking with State Representative Ryan Berman, Republican representing Commerce Township. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for your time and for your work on this issue.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.